Hamstring. Hamstring, which a normal hamstring, I'd imagine, but we'll have to look at it, scan it, but you would assume that it's 3 to 4 weeks.
So what are you going to do at the back there? Is Broadbent going to be ready to answer that whole thing?
Yeah, Broadbent will be ready. If he doesn't play next week, it'll be only touch and go. He'll be right for round one, so he'll play in the bye week between rounds, JLT3 and round one.
Anyone else, Wingard?
Wingard's fine, just Corky, Gray the same. The only injury we had was Jasper.
What does that game do for you? From the outside, it seems it hasn't answered all the questions.
No, it frustrates us. That's what it does, because we're still doing some of the mistakes that we've been doing, the turnover stuff. We continue to challenge ourselves there, and we play a quarter where it's unacceptable football, and people didn't play the level that they should play at in that quarter, and we get punished badly, and it goes on for 15 or 20 minutes, too long.
Are you getting any clearer at working out what's going to be your best 22 for the first week, or that is there still too many gaps falling up in the game?
Oh, no, we've still got plenty to do, Rooch. We've got a lot of work to do with a lot of players, and we'll give them opportunities to play and see how well they can play again next week, and then we'll have a good 2 weeks where we can decide who deserves to be out there for round one.
On the big picture, are they picking up what you wanted to change with the way the game's to be played?
Yeah, sometimes too much of it. We if you look at our game today, we were a bit too straight line at times again, and we understand the conditions here today made it a bit challenging to one side, but that's we've got to be better than that.
What's Eddie done in your thinking? Is it enough to make him a round one player or not yet?
He's certainly making me curious. He's making me look at him and think that he's quite a smart footballer, gets opportunities, and again today probably could have kicked 2 or 3 goals. So he's looking like he's doing his part.
Is there a message you've left them as to what they've got to think about in the next week?
Yeah, no, there's plenty. It's about preparing as hard as we possibly can for the first round of the season and for the whole season. But it's about nowhere near where we want to be just yet. So we've just got to keep at it. We want to remain positive about what we've got to do, and we've got to continue to track down on at training what it is that we're trying to improve on. And for us, there's some obvious things there.
Right, to give you more confidence?
Yeah, much better. Yeah, much better at centre bounce, and we got we got some ascendancy from his work, and he's 1.5 games back, and I think that's the thing for us to remember. We're getting going, we're trying to figure it out still a little bit, and we've got plenty to do.
What do you think Jackson Trengo is in moving into a forward role? Was today a bit harder for him?
Yeah, it was. It was a challenge for him. It was hard for any forwards today. I think that the way the game was played and the way we played particularly made it really challenging. Jackson and our key forwards will all survive off the back of us being able to move the ball a bit more fluently, and at the moment we're not providing them that opportunity.
Success comes from pressure on for spots. Are you confident that's going to be the scenario going forward? Positions open?
Yeah, absolutely. You won't get picked until you deserve to be picked as best we possibly can, and that's the same. That's why we play JLT. We get 3 opportunities to play, and then we get the week in between to get ready. So we're very keen to make sure we pick blokes who deserve to play.
Matthew Lover, you're very much an established AFL ruckman now. Do you have any plans for a secondary role this year?
No, he's a ruckman first, and that's his role. And, along with Paddy, they're both probably predominantly ruckmen, and so we've got to be mindful of that. Again, we'll pick the best team available for the right game.
Paddy Ryder looks very crisp. Has he really benefited greatly from getting rid of all those niggles that AFL players carry from season to season?
Yeah, it's interesting. Last week he probably thought that wasn't the case because he was just trying to get back to this, the speed of the game. Today he certainly looked a bit better, but, we expect further growth from Paddy.
Your old midfield team looks back in form, the one we saw 2 years ago when they went missing a little bit last year. How many are knocking on the door in the wings to take their places?
Oh, and I think we've seen again today, we've played a lot of young blokes. You've seen Drew, you've seen Atlee, you've seen Powell Pepper, there's 3 first-year players. We've seen Houston, Aiden Johnson play, so we've seen Brett. We've got 6 or 7 first-year players out there at the moment who are challenging us to pick them.
Will Brad play next week?
Brad Eber will play next week. Aaron Young will play next week. So there's a bit there for us to have a look at, so we're still figuring it out.
Were you happy with the surface? The wind's tricky, but the surface...
Yeah, the wind was very tricky, but the surface looked fantastic. It's great to get to the country communities, and we enjoy coming here, and we couldn't ask for any more than what was delivered here today.
Thank you.
All done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Long bus trip.